2 Robert, you got me, bud? 10-4, got you real good, buddy. Real good.
10-4, sounds good.
How about you, Ron?
Got you line clear, Jeff.
You're breaking up on me, as it might be because you're on the back side up there. I mean, do we need the brake blowers on?
Got 10-4, Jeff. We got a brake blower and a tire blower.
Okay, 10-4.
Jeff, Randy's up with the radio, so he's got a radio that talks.
Sounds good.
On the outside there, the 38 car is just dumping oil out. I think they let the line loose or something. So watch it on the outside of the front stretch right there.
Alright, 10-4.
That's 1-2-3. Yep, Robbie.
10-4, Randy, I got you, bud.
10-4, Jeff, you directly above you here, start finish.
Sounds good. You know, the biggest thing is going into one on this original start when they all stack up down there. Just keep your eyes open there.
Yep, 10-4. If I see anything happening, I'll describe the instant ahead of you.
10-4, and, you know, just watch for guys trying to shoot inside of me.
10-4.
Here, buddy. Come here, buddy.
Hey, Scott, it's a pit road speed.
Tell me that 38's still leaking, Jeff. Just watching there.
Probably after pit stop. Any help you want me to do with you? Jeff, him off the pit road or getting out there in that line?
Randy, I think we're good there. You know, Brian's pretty good at getting me out of the pit box, and once I get in the pit road, I'm in good shape.
Okay, 10-4. Unless I see something as you come in there to up a part of pit road or at the very end, I'll stay off there.
Biggest thing, Randy, on this pit road, like I said, Brian will clear him out of here. Looking ahead down there, if they start stacking up or jamming up, you know, they're bad to do that on this narrow pit road, and just let him know.
10-4, Ron.
If any of you guys get a pit road speed from Jimmy, it'd be very helpful, because I'm anywhere between 42 and 4,500.
Jimmy's got 4,600 seconds.
All right, 10-4.
Jeff, I should be able to take and drop you on the front stretch about where the beginning of the pit wall starts on the inside and pick you up just a little bit before the pylon going into one.
All right, 10-4. I'm going to go with 4,500, guys. 4,500, second gear.
10-4 on the 4,500, second gear. 4,500, guys. Back.
You're saying you drop me off at the pylon or pick me up there?
I'll pick you up at the pylon going into turn one.
Okay, beautiful. That's perfect. Thank you. You got that right, Randy, so you guys don't step on one another there. He's got all that turn one covered.
10-4, right there is where you get him, Ron. 10-4, Randy, just pick him up at the beginning of pit wall there, coming onto pit road, and I'll pick him up at the pylon.
10-4, not a problem there, guys.
Stay determined with that 38 car.
I don't have an answer for you, Jeff. Talk up here about it coming out of the oil tank, looking at the location where it was parked.
10-4, they're saying it's okay now, Jeff. They're saying it's okay now.
You want to go when you get here? One to go.
On this place is so big, I will talk to him coming down the front straightaway when we get ready for our pit stops. Just make sure and confirm it when he gets on the back straightaway. Let him know, okay?
10-4.
Robbie, I really can't hear you at all back here on this back straightaway, but I hear Ron pretty good. Ron, just try to talk to me off of turn two, not down here in Springfield. All the way down here.
10-4.
Except for clearing me and all that, I want you to talk to me down here for that.
10-4, got you. Got your pit road flag guy is standing right on the inside of pit road entrance right there. You see him waving the flag.
10-4, I see him. They didn't put a cone up. I see the line where pit road starts, so I'll have to work on that a little bit. I wonder if they could put a cone down there.
We'll ask them here, Stevie. All right, Jeff, 160 laps, you got your brake pants and your tire blower on there, bud. Nice and smart, let's find our way to the end, get this thing done, buddy. You've done it before, man.
Cool.
Hey, Jeff, I can see this line, I understand what you're saying, but it is the one before the pit wall, but there's a line before it.
10-4, it's definitely the one before. All right, here we go, boys, coming to you, and it's just fight hard all day. Let's have a good one.
Hey, stars off.
Go, Jeff, go, go, go.
220 oil, 240. Bit loose, I'm good behind cars.
Well, but great driving, buddy, great driving.
Bit loose out here in front, I gotta be behind cars.
Great drive, buddy, how's the temp there?
210 water, 235 oil. Billy Lewis getting into the corner. And up a little bit free up off, not bad off.
10-4, but we'll probably get that trap all one round. You're doing a great job with him, buddy.
20 water, 240 oil. Pretty good on the extra right now. Actually gotten a little bit tanking in the middle, but I'm real loose getting in on new tires.
10-4, but we'll probably drop the lifter 1 pound and drop the trap bar one round. Right side. Great driving there, bud. It's going to be four laps. be four tires, one round down on the trap bar, four laps. Three laps, bud, three laps, four tires. Two laps, watch that fuel pressure good. Two laps. This time, we'll be ready for you.
Four coming this time.
Caution's out, caution's out, caution's out. Kind of hard behind you, don't know who it is.
They back that same round at all.
That'll be closed this time by, the road is closed. Leader this time, you're the leader.
Be as gentle as you can on that fuel, buddy. Try to get one more lap, see if we can open the pit road.
We're positive they're not going to open it up this time, right?
I think it's a problem here at the entrance of pit road is what the caution's about.
But what if that thing's not open this next time by?
They have to come this next time. They have to come. Ron, tell Jimmy that we might need a push there. Something were to happen here.
That's
fine. We come, we just go to the tail end longest line, is that right?
Yeah, 10-4. 10-4. We're going to have to come this time. Hopefully it'll be open. Just watch real good because we got a man down there, so just be real careful to come in there.
Well, I took a look at it. You know, just tell a NASCAR fisher to warn them that we're coming no matter what so they don't get out in the middle of pit road. Fuel pressure, everything looks good. You're positive, right? We got to come.
We got to pit this time, bud. Pit this time. All clear. 4,500.
Hey, that was a heck of a run right there, boys. Real proud of you, man. That's what a difference from yesterday. And car's awesome.
We've got some good cars, a couple good cars that are lapped down, Jeff. It'll be good for us. I was thinking about we might top that thing off. You want to get a little wedge out of it, too, when they open pit road up?
Hey, you might as well do whatever you want. You know, my biggest thing is on new tires, I'm real loose getting into the middle. I'm good up off. You know, as the run went on, I started tightening up in the middle, and still was excellent up off.
10-4, I dropped that trap bar one round, which I think will help that entry, and then if I put a round on that right rear, you know.
I'm afraid to do too much to it right now. I think that putting that trap bar down is going to affect it anyway.
10-4, I dropped that left rear pound there, too. Okay, we'll stay out there with it and see what we got with it.
That's it, boy. I mean, the biggest thing now is just going to be all these cars ahead of us. Things are going to push pretty good.
10-4.
Got about five or six more just came in. Those cars are running with you out there before, Jeff.
10-4. Robbie, I think the biggest thing will probably be that right front building up here in traffic. But, I mean, as loose as we were to start there, I'm not sure what it's going to do here back to all this traffic.
10-4, man. I know that you're doing a great job with whatever you're doing there, but Tony was probably lit real early here. I mean, early enough I could hear it about that pile on or something there, you know.
I'm going into one.
That's 10-4. That's all I can tell, you know.
That's 10-4. I've definitely found that help. That's helped me out a lot as well. I haven't quite figured out getting into one, but a few of these other turns out.
The road is open this time by.
Well, those guys that just hit it a minute ago, they're going to have to start behind us too, so we're going to stay out there with it, Jeff.
10-4, let's see how that sounds good.
10-4, we've got some good ones there behind. Good note, our tires are looking great there too, but tires looking really good.
Good deal. I was worried about that right front. A couple times it felt like it took off on me. I was concerned about it.
10-4, it looked real good.
It's a whole lot slower than what it was just in practice, isn't it?
If I was talking to the official here, we were the first one to violate it. There's about six or seven on that next lap, so, you know, we'll get a line up ahead all then.
On what did he say?
We were the first one to pit when pit road was closed, so we're going to line up in front of all those cars. I think there's probably about seven or eight of them, if not more, behind us.
Who was the first one to come off pit road there after the pits opened? That's who I want to watch for and, you know, get it behind those guys.
When the pits opened, the first one off, I think, was the 20 car.
Right. And then maybe you can find out who the last car was, because that's who I should be going behind.
Checking with them right now, Jeff.
So you want to go and get it, Jeff?
Want to go.
10-4.
It'll be quite a mess because there's quite a few up there on the tail end there, Jeff, that'll be lining up there, you know. And some lap down cars will go to the inside there.
10-4. We tell NASCAR these guys aren't passing us. I don't know what to do.
Should probably go in behind the 18. He suggests drop out of the way, and those other guys should too. Drop him back there, and you run.
Yeah, it's drop back. I'm just not sure what the lineup is. I got everybody going everywhere.
Tell towards the tail end, that longest line, probably the 18 car.
He's right there in front of you, Jeff.
1797, all those guys dropped back there too, Ben.
We're good.
Guards off.
Sure, Jeff, go.
Wreck behind you, outside. Wreck behind you, still outside. Car in the fence, the middle one and two in the short chute. Clear.
All right, Jeff, you're 11th right there. We're just going to stay out there with it right now. A lot of those guys on the tail end got back on the light lap right there.
Yeah. Car. Real good.
That changed things in a hurry. Went from 20 cars on the lead lap back to 36. How's your temps there, bud?
Let's see. Right now I'm 215 water, 225 all I got the fan on.
10-4.
Channel 1, Ken. Randy, Channel 1.
Randy, that was us. If you maybe asking Ken to go over to Channel 1.
One to go when you get here?
One to go.
Cool. Turn that engine fan off when you get over there on 02 if you want, bud.
Cool. My car's coming inside. Car's middle of two. Looks like three of them. Car's off.
Go, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Side by sale.
Hey, sorry right now. Bad. Fine if I was in clean air.
Four laps, four tires. So find out if the track ball back up.
All clear.
I think I'd be good in clean air. Just really bad traffic. I built that right front up.
Therefore, it'll be four tires, and it'll be three laps, but three more laps. Two laps, but it'll be four tires. Two laps.
All right, we'll be ready for this time.
Four, come this time.
3,500 seconds.
Nice. Come on down. It'll be four tires, no adjustment. Four tires, then. Look for us right over here. Top of the box. Four tires, but four tires.
Clear, 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 clear.
4,500.
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, but we're checking out. Should just get better and better for you here. Tires look okay by the numbers. Maybe we need some build up in it. Best you can, but it's here. 10-4, but maybe get that right front built up. It'll help us.
It doesn't even help to get behind anybody. Thing's just completely out of control.
Well, you're 13th right there. Just take care of the best you can, and we get a caution help you out.
Back in the middle, just cannot pick up the throttle because it spins out, no drive off.
Well, but I know you're fighting. Just keep fighting for it. We're going to break and get a caution. Keep stepping. They're asking about oil. Is there oil over there in three, or do you see oil anywhere?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah, the drive off's a lot worse in 3 and 4. But,
Caution's up. Caution's out, outside, clear. Caution's out.
Problem. You put us in traffic, we'll be awesome. But when we get in clean air, it kills it.
Are you sure, Jeff, we don't need to adjust it? I mean, we were tight before we were in that traffic, and then we were real loose that run. You just want to do tires a little bit?
I mean, what else can we do? We got to tighten that sumbitch way up.
And for them, we're going to put four tires on, but.
Meter's coming off, too.
That was probably the hottest room we've had right there.
You do anything with air pressure or anything different, right there?
That's what's aggravating. I mean, by the numbers, stagger, spring rate, all the stuff look good, you know. You
guys, coming at you, have a good one.
Tempo, we'll have to come around that 20, but we'll have to be on our toes for him. He's leading, and we'll have to come around.
4,500 seconds.
Four tires, then we're going to come around Stewart. Come on down. Right in here ahead of Stewart,
Get out.
Mark's outside. Clear behind Mark. Clear. Big
car. He had his tire out there.
And boy, they're talking about right now. Better make sure it gets covered somewhere. Trying to keep all the tires the same temperature, weight, and pressure. But not the top.
It's really questions of set the tires because, I mean, we went backwards and 17 drove forward like he was on rails.
That's it, boy. I'm kind of curious about that.
Hey, one to go to get here?
One to go.
Some guys took two, huh?
Yeah, 10-4. Some of them took two up there, and we got 52 laps. We got to probably be up.
I can hear what he said.
He said, yeah, it looks like some took two. We'll probably be up next time.
10-4.
Car's coming inside. Chase, car's off.
Go, Jeff. Go.
Better. I'm still loose, but at least I bent that right front up a little bit.
10-4, bud. You're doing a great job with it.
The 8 car going to be small in the bottom all four.
Catching a bunch of them, good laugh, I'm really. Yeah, somebody's blowing a tire or something back here. There's definitely debris back here off of two.
Cross us out, for debris down the backstretch.
It took a long time for it to tighten up there. Right in the middle of the corner, when I go to the throttle, it wants to get loose.
Of course, it's going to be gas only, but with about 18 laps to go. Gas only and wedge on the left side.
Say?
It's going to be gas only, wedge in the left side, about 18 laps to go.
Yeah, don't do anything now.
I'm not loose now.
But you're going to probably be out front. You're going to be out front now.
All right.
Pit road is closed right now. Pit road is closed.
We didn't get the pace car, right, Ron?
No, the leader didn't slow down for him, so we're going to come back around.
Maybe a little bit loose now, but not very much. You might be right, you know, out front.
I think it'll be all right out front, you say, Jeff? Just gas only, like I said. Hey there, bud, what you need, Jeff? Gas going to be enough, or you want a little wedge?
Be a half around, just very little bit.
Well, it's a real soft spring in that left rear, so it shouldn't be much at all. We're going to have some cars on that tail end of the lead lap there. We're going to be right side, guys, right side. Still want a little wedge into there, Jeff? Right side, go on the tire changers. Right over here, jump in here, Jeff, in here. Right in here, stop the button. Right side, bud, right side.
Clear. Dig. Yeah, good call there, guys. You know why Michael and those guys are coming in when they did. They came in as soon as they knew they could make it.
And they're all on the tail end of the lead lap, though.
Yeah, okay, good deal.
Stewart, Jr., a bunch of them up there. Probably five of Newman, I think, too, but... McMurray's the leader, Harvick, Kansas, Robbie Gordon, but Rusty behind him. So, I believe Robbie's on the last two stops, too, so or left is definitely better than his. I don't know if he's been 1-2, Jeff, but it looks like Robbie's been up there running a little bit higher, too, you know, so he should leave.
Hey Ron, did you catch what Robbie said right there?
He was saying that Robbie Gordon seems like he's been running high through 1 and 2, so that might give you a little bit of a shot underneath him.
Oh, thanks.
You want to go when you get here?
Want to go. Oh. Jeff, it's going to be 16 laps to go when you get to green. And the boys going to be wild as a buck. Get your belts a good tight. Let's do it 4 times, buddy. Work on them boys hard. Work them over.
What's this thing?
42 is leading Jeff McMurray. Lap car's coming inside.
Gordon.
Hey, Ron, you tell me who's leading. You got the seminar level 1-9.
42, 29, 17, 31, and you.
Cars off. Go, Jeff. Go.
Caution's out. Caution's out. Had a wreck through the chartreuse in 3 and 4. Caution's out.
Ron, just help him if you can with debris over there. I don't know what you can see up there.
Looking right now.
Ron, can you relay that message to me, please?
Looking for debris through the chartreuse between 3 and 4, Jeff. I'm looking right now. Can't see anything from up here.
How are they doing on the cleanup over there, bud? How's your temp?
225, all 235. I got the fan on. It should be about another lap.
10-4. Probably still be a double file restart. So you're 13 to go right there.
Cool.
You want it being a single file start, let him know they're running.
They're running this until we get 10 to go, I guess, huh?
Got a bunch of debris down there going up against the wall between 3 and 4 there, so it's probably going to take till 10 to go.
That's fine by me.
You want to go when you get here? Want to go.
Gonna call it a single file restart? To really wait one more lap because those sweepers are kicking debris out in the lane right now. They need to make one more pass of those things anyway.
Step forward and talk to them right now. 10 to go, bud.
Cool.
Alright, bud, it's gonna be double file just like they are up there right now.
Cars off.
Let's go, Jeff. Go.
For the 18 to work with us a little bit.
6 to go, bud. 3 to go, bud. 3 to go. One more good one, buddy. One more good one.
Great job, guys. Really proud of you. That's what I'm talking about when I say fight.
Great job, guys. Great job, driver. Way to go, buddy. Way to fight. Come back, buddy. You're the man, buddy. You are the man.